The deal between the United States and Saudi Arabia transformed the kingdom practically overnight. The goats were replaced by 200 bright yellow American trash compactor trucks provided under a $200 million contract with Waste Management Incorporated. In similar fashion, every sector of the Saudi economy was modernized, from agriculture and energy to education and communications. As Thomas Lipman observed in 2003, Americans have reshaped a vast, bleak landscape of nomads' tents and farmers' mud huts in their own image, right down to Starbucks on the corner and the wheelchair-accessible ramps in the newest public buildings. Saudi Arabia today is a country of expressways, computers, air-conditioned malls filled with the same glossy shops found in prosperous American suburbs, elegant hotels, fast-food restaurants, satellite television, up-to-date hospitals, high-rise office towers, and amusement parks featuring whirling rides. The plans we conceived in 1974 set a standard for future negotiations with oil-rich countries. In a way, Sama-Jaicore was the next plateau after the one Kermit Roosevelt had established in Iran. It introduced an innovative level of sophistication to the arsenal of political, economic weapons used by a new breed of soldiers for global empire. The Saudi Arabia money laundering affair and the Joint Commission also set new precedents for international jurisprudence. This was very evident in the case of Idi Amin. When the notorious Ugandan dictator went into exile in 1979, he was given asylum in Saudi Arabia, although he was considered a murderous despot responsible for the deaths of between 100,000 and 300,000 people. He retired to a life of luxury, complete with cars and domestic servants provided by the House of Saud. The United States quietly objected, but refused to press the issue for fear of undermining its arrangement with the Saudis. Amin whiled away his last years fishing and taking strolls on the beach. In 2003, he died in Jeddah, succumbing to kidney failure at the age of 80. More subtle, and ultimately much more damaging, was the role Saudi Arabia was allowed to play in financing international terrorism. The United States made no secret of its desire to have the House of Saud bankroll Osama bin Laden's Afghan war against the Soviet Union during the 1980s. And Riyadh and Washington together contributed an estimated $3.5 billion to the Mujahideen. However, U.S. and Saudi participation went far beyond this. In late 2003, U.S. News and World Report conducted an exhaustive study titled The Saudi Connection. The magazine reviewed thousands of pages of court records, U.S. and foreign intelligence reports, and other documents, and interviewed dozens of government officials and experts on terrorism and the Middle East. Its findings include the following.